Yeah, we asked Americans about their support for the death penalty if Zohar Tsarnaev, the surviving suspect, is ultimately convicted. And we found broad support. 7 in 10 support the death penalty for Zohar Tsarnaev if he's convicted. And interestingly, 3/4 broad support for him being tried exactly where he's going to be tried, in a federal court, no military tribunal preference, even among the most conservative of the respondents. And support for capital punishment does seem to be rather broad-based. More conservatives than liberals say they support capital punishment, but overall, again, 7 in 10 say it would be appropriate for him to receive the death penalty if he's ultimately convicted.
I know you've covered every angle of this story, Aaron. As far as the victims, how many are still in the hospital?
Less than 24 now are still in the hospital, and there are no more critical patients. They've all been upgraded somewhat. I mean, there's still some quite serious, but many have moved on now to rehab facilities or have left the hospital entirely. So it's quite good news, and probably a testament to the quality of medical care that they're receiving. We've met a couple of the victims along the way who each tell us about the heroism they consider the doctors and police acted with. And we met one guy yesterday, Jared Carley, who said, he's a lifelong New England Patriots fan. He and I share that view. And he talked about loving Tom Brady, but he said, man, Tom Brady can't hold a candle to the police and first responders and doctors that helped and treated him and so many others.